An alliance of 120 human rights organisations is pushing the New South Wales Parliament to call on a public inquiry into a human rights bill. Last year, Greens state MP Jenny Leong introduced a private members bill to protect human rights in the state. The bill will lapse next week if not discussed. Organisations are calling for a wider consultation on the matter. For Wire's Eduardo Jordan spoke with President of Australian Lawyers for Human Rights, Kerry West, about the consequences of not having a bill in the state.
Well, Human Rights Act for New South Wales is an alliance of more than 120 legal and community organisations, faith bodies and trade unions. We are all united behind the idea that New South Wales should engage in a comprehensive community consultation or an inquiry into a Human Rights Act for New South Wales. We're all concerned that New South Wales has fallen seriously behind other states and territories and indeed every other comparable democracy when it comes to protecting people's human rights. Australia is the only developed Western democracy without a federal human rights framework. The ACT, Victoria and Queensland have all addressed this by enacting their own human rights act, but New South Wales hasn't.
Now, could you please tell us a little bit more about the proposal into the human rights legislation in New South Wales?
Well, there's currently a private members bill before the Parliament that proposes a model that's very similar to the ones that have been operating successfully for decades in the ACT, Victoria, and most recently in Queensland. This model will deliver a number of significant reforms. It would create a piece of legislation that legally articulates people's rights based on Australia's international legal obligations under treaties like the International Covenant of Civil and Political Rights and the International Covenant on Economic, Social and cultural rights. So things like the right to freedom of assembly, the right to education, the right to the health care, the right to housing. A second significant thing that the bill would do would require Parliament to consider these rights every time that it develops new laws, amends existing laws, or develops new policies. So the Parliament, government introducing the bill, or if it's another member of the Parliament, would have to state whether the law is compatible or incompatible with the rights that are protected in the Human Rights Act. The key thing that it would deliver is that New South Wales public authorities would have to consider people's human rights whenever they make decisions about them while they're delivering services to them. So that would mean that people's human rights have to be considered when, for example, the Department of Education makes a decision about their child's education, when a decision is made by aged care service provider, or when a decision is made in relation to access for housing for somebody who's experiencing domestic violence.
One of the reasons the Alliance, have called today is to make a public inquiry into this bill because it lapses next week. What are some of the reasons you're asking for this public inquiry?
We are asking for a public inquiry because the New South Wales Labor platform promises one. The government took to the last election a promise to establish a community consultation into legislation to better protect the human rights of New South Wales residents. So we're calling on the Parliament to deliver on that promise, on the Minns government to establish a community consultation. And this bill offers a really fantastic opportunity to do that through referral of the bill to a parliamentary inquiry. We're calling for an inquiry because it's really important that New South Wales do the work to identify gaps in existing rights protections, learn from other jurisdictions that have had human rights acts for decades, and then identify and design a nation-leading human rights act. We also are really committed to the principle that everyone in the New South Wales community should be consulted on a human rights act.
And speaking about vulnerable members of the community, what population sectors are the most disadvantaged if this act doesn't go ahead?
Well, look, everyone in New South Wales will benefit from the legal protection of their human rights, whether it's through helping to secure their child's right to education or protecting people's right to housing. Everyone benefits from human rights protections, and that has definitely been the experience in the states that have human rights acts already. But obviously, it's the people who often fall through the cracks for whom reform would be really transformative. So First Nations communities would be able to benefit through having their human rights considered in decisions about things like imprisonment, over-incarceration, housing, access to healthcare services in regional and remote areas. Obviously, also people from culturally and linguistically diverse backgrounds, people at risk of homelessness.
What are the potential consequences for New South Wales if this bill doesn't go to a public inquiry, or even if the bill lapses?
A seriously missed opportunity, because it would leave the people of New South Wales languishing with some of the least protection of their human rights anywhere in the Western democratic world. What that means is that, you know, while people in Victoria, the ACT and Queensland are benefiting every day because they have a Human Rights Act that helps government officials to make fair and caring decisions about things like access to government services, people in New South Wales won't have access to that. It means that decisions will continue to be made in a vacuum with no regard for their human rights. And that means that we end up with laws that haven't considered human rights. It means we end up with decisions that don't consider people's human rights.
Kerry West from the Australian Lawyers for Human Rights. They're speaking with The Wire's Eduardo Jordan.